Well, in May this year, I appointed a review board to undertake an independent and objective review into the handling of Megan's case. The respective agencies beyond social services, Early Childhood Development Agency, Child Protective Service, Heart at Freyr, and the Singapore Police Force had individually reviewed their actions in 2020. Since 2020, the Ministry of Social and Family Development and Social Service Agencies have implemented various changes in the protocols of the child protection ecosystem. Nevertheless, we felt that a fuller and more comprehensive review, including additional information that came to light during and after the sentencing of Megan's mother and boyfriend in 2025, would further strengthen the child protection ecosystem. I would like to thank the review panel for putting together this report. They took the time and made painstaking efforts to review the evidence and reconstruct events that happened 6 years ago. In doing so, they took care to examine the changes made within the ecosystem and tapped on the collective experience and wisdom to put forth recommendations and which build on existing enhancements. All the agencies that interacted with Megan's case have accepted the review panel's findings in full. As the lead for the National Child Protection System, and on behalf of all the agencies, I would like to say that we deeply regret the outcome and acknowledge that more could have been done when we handled the case. For us, every child is precious, and each loss is felt deeply. The review panel acknowledged that since 2020, there have been concerted efforts to strengthen the child protection ecosystem and its processes. We have drawn on lessons from past cases, including Megan's case, to improve coordination, capability, and vigilance across the sector. The panel's 7 recommendations will build upon what has already been put in place. First, they ensure greater role clarity amongst professionals within the child protection ecosystem. In particular, the panel proposes a clearer distinction between social service agencies that may encounter instances of child abuse and social service agencies which are child protection case management agencies, like family service centers and child protection specialist centers. The panel has also recommended that the line of reporting for preschools can be simplified so that they report directly to the National Anti-Violence and Sexual Harassment Helpline instead of through ECDA. Second, they will build a more robust ecosystem with a strong culture of learning. The panel recognized that even amongst professionals, there can be reasonable differences in assessment. Hence, there should be a process for triage decisions to be reviewed by an independent third party. The panel also proposes that lessons from cases should not just be communicated between MSC, MSF and the agency involved, but be shared across the sector as well so that everyone can learn from it. Third, they will provide more structured support for the well-being of protection practitioners. Beyond equipping professionals with the right knowledge, the panel also recognized the importance of a safe, conducive, and supportive work environment. This will enable protection practitioners to make the right judgment calls and at the right time. Such an environment must be fostered by their employers. MSF will look at how we can support social service agencies with child protection case management functions. MSF accepts all the recommendations and will study how to implement them expeditiously after consulting with the sector. Further details will be shared in the coming weeks and months. I'm confident that the recommendations will lead to a stronger child protection ecosystem, one that's constantly learning from experience and improving. While we cannot completely eliminate the risk of losing a child, we are committed to doing everything possible to prevent such tragedies and to protect every child in our care. Lastly, I want to speak for our social service professionals who may encounter child abuse cases or who are charged with managing a child abuse case. I know that each time their client suffers harm, their deep sense of responsibility means that they are among the most affected of us all. This is why each time my officers inform me that a child or client has died, I always first ask if the staff, whether from MSF or from a social service agency, is doing all right. Child protection work is not easy. Yet, for professionals, this is what they choose to do, because they deeply believe that every child deserves to be safe. They persevere despite having to navigate complex human relationships and behaviors of their clients. They persevere despite knowing that their clients could be actively concealing information from them. I hope that as a society, we recognize and appreciate our protection officers and their successful interventions in many cases. They stand at the front line doing good work on our behalf. And if and when they do not succeed, as in Megan's case, I hope that even as we want the system to do better, we will continue to support our professionals just as they support the children and families under their care. By doing so, we are also helping to build a stronger protection ecosystem for the children. Learning from this case, MSF will continue to engage and work in close partnership with the professionals, social service agencies, and preschools to further strengthen the child protection ecosystem with Singaporeans' support. We will strengthen our internal systems. We will work together to improve how agencies communicate with one another. We will learn from this incident to do better.
The Singapore Police Force is saddened by the loss of Megan. We accept the review panel's findings. The SPF has reviewed the actions undertaken by the investigation officer and the supervisor who had handled the first police report, and they have been disciplined internally. The SPF has processes and systems in place to ensure that the reports receive the right level of attention based on the facts and circumstances of each case and are followed up promptly.
Beyond Social Services accepts the panel's findings. Our incident report should have been more timely and complete. And for this, we are deeply sorry. Megan was a child of beyond. Megan is a child of beyond. No matter, regardless of when the incident happened. Yes, these are hard lessons, not just for my organization, but for the staff, my staff involved back then, and certainly for all of us today. Yes, we have made changes to how we work, but the truth is, we will always carry with us the weight of knowing we should have done better. Today, we have three safeguards. First, our staff are required to keep detailed records of all concerns and follow-ups. Secondly, if a child is uncontactable or unseen for 2 days, we raise alarms and escalate the case. Finally, for higher risk situations, we activate specialist child protection agencies and work closely with them to respond as a team. Megan's passing is a tragedy that has deeply impacted us on our current and former colleagues, and I'm sure everybody here involved. it does serve us a timely reminder how vital the role of every professional social worker is, whether directly or indirectly involved in child protection. As president of Beyond Social Services, my commitment is that for me and my team to continue working with MSF, CPS, SBF, ACDA, FAYE, to put these safeguards and more into practice. For over 55 years, Beyond Social Services has worked to support vulnerable families and individuals. We remain accountable. We will continue working as one network, and we will keep strengthening our practices so that every child safety always comes first.
FAYE acknowledges the findings of the review panel and appreciates the care and thoroughness with which the review was conducted to strengthen the management of child abuse cases. Child protection is a complex and demanding area of work that calls for continuous learning, strong systems, and collaboration among partners. We take the panel's recommendations seriously and will continue to strengthen our practice and work closely with families and partners to better support those we serve.